to the Mindful Rancher podcast. I'm your host, Christina Williams. This is a podcast where I combine the world of agriculture and the ideas of life coaching. So if you're looking to up-level your agriculture career or simply want to find a way to enjoy this beautiful industry more, then saddle up. Let's make this happen together. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 41. So we are on to step 3 of success. And this, I have to admit, is not everyone's favorite step. This is a step of failure. And I have to admit, failure does get a very bad reputation. Yet every person's success is built upon failure. It's so interesting that the two go hand in hand all the time. The negative perception of failure is just a perception. And the reason we want to avoid failure so much is because of that sinking feeling that seems to come with failure. And almost like the belief that when we fail once, we're always gonna fail. And the fact that we often link our worth to our failures. But I think this is something that we really need to challenge in how we view failure. And once we can see that failure and challenges are our way to growth and our way to innovation, then we can see that it's a necessary evil in a way. And I think sometimes we can even just change how we view failure. And we can be proud of ourselves for taking risks and understanding things. And we can even sometimes not even talk about our failures as actual failures. Thomas Edison did this, and he had a very different perception of failure. And he said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." And we forget that even though many people will call it failure, we could call it failure or we could call it discovery. And ultimately, the choice is ours. But either way, discovering or failing at things does cost us time. It does cost us money and it does cost us energy. Do I think it's worth the cost? Absolutely. This is how success is created, is through failure. Are you willing to pay the tuition? Many of us have handed over thousands of dollars, thousands of hours of time as tuition for our education. Yet we seem to think that success should cost nothing. It is a different cost. It sometimes is a bit less predictable than a graduate degree, but I hope that we are willing to pay the price of failure to help us find success. And sometimes it's even just a little less straightforward or lined out for us than a graduate degree. Like we actually don't quite know which thing is going to work and which thing isn't. It's not a guarantee success in 3 years and walk away from it and onto something new. It's a little more unpredictable. But I still hope that we are willing to pay the price for it. Now, let's really look into the reasons why we all hate failure so much. And the number one reason is that I think we are really, really mean to ourselves when we fail. We will tell ourselves that we should have known better. And this one is a lie, because I tell you for sure, if you had known better, you would have done better. So you didn't know better. And there was no way for you to know better without the failure. The second thing that we do is that we tell ourselves we are worth less because of the failure. And the failure is evidence that we are no good. Again, lies. Failure is an opportunity to learn. Failure is a great teacher. And we actually know more after a failure than we did before. So wouldn't that make us worth more? We have more knowledge. We even often have more capability after a failure. The failure doesn't make us less capable, but I do sometimes see us react to failure in a way that does make us less capable. It's not because of the failure, it's because of the reaction. We are unwilling to try again. We are so scared. We live in fear. We often sometimes are paralyzed from our failures. We won't engage again. And when we get into these kind of cycles, failure can be really debilitating. So really take a look at yourself and listen. What is your internal dialogue after a failure? How do you feel when you speak to yourself that way? Failure really doesn't have to be a problem, and it truly is only a problem because we think so many negative things about it and about ourselves. And therefore, we experience so much negative emotion around each and every failure. And if that emotion fills us with blame and shame and we find ourselves berating, we often will say things like you should have or you could have. Just be aware of those things. Failure doesn't have to be like that. Failure can be filled with learning. Failure could be filled with curiosity. Failure can be filled with care and love. Failure also can be filled with excitement. But where do we start if we want to approach failure with learning, curiosity, care, love, or excitement? Does that feel completely out of reach to you? Because I know often when I think about failure or on days where I'm really struggling, that does feel out of reach to me. So here are three of my favorite mind hacks. When approaching failure from a place of love and kindness doesn't feel possible. Number one, here I go being a human again. Just a perfect human and a total mess. Showing up, trying, getting things wrong. What should I do next? I will often say a little speech to myself like that. Perfect human, total mess. What are we trying next? And I love this so much because we as humans make lots of mistakes. Failure is part of the tuition. We all think everyone else has got it perfectly put together. And the truth is they don't. They just maybe are a better liar than you are. And the truth is you know all of you and you only see a very small portion of them. So you see there that we get in this caught in this comparison game, thinking other people are perfect and them not making mistakes is the norm. But the truth of it is making mistakes is the norm. Being a total mess is normal. This is part of being a human. This is the full human experience. So we want to just put that in perspective for ourselves. We're just being a human. We're just getting it wrong. And we can keep trying even though we keep getting it wrong. My second speech that I often will say to myself is, messing it up and getting it wrong, now that is my specialty. It wouldn't have been done by me if it didn't have a mistake. Things are going exactly according to plan to figure it out. Now this I love because I just have to own 100% messing it up is what I do. And that's me just accepting all of the failure and in a way taking responsibility for it. This is my failure and I will rise above it. And I will figure it out. When we don't see failure as a stop sign, but we see it as a guidepost to take us one way or another, and we have that true belief that we are going to figure it out, and that it's okay if we take a few detours along the way, this can be very, very powerful in helping us rise above failure and not get stuck in it. And my third favorite little speech to give to myself is, ooh, I thought that would work and it didn't. Guess I was wrong. I wonder what would work. And so you see with each of these, you acknowledge the mistake, you acknowledge that you're a part of it, you acknowledge that it's not a problem to make mistakes, and you look towards the future. I think mistakes can truly tell us so many things. They can teach us so many amazing lessons, and we also can rise above them and we can become better and we can make different mistakes. Like we don't have to make the same mistake over and over again. And see, each one of these little mind hacks makes space for mistakes. It makes failure normal. And it also allows us to focus on what we're going to do next. Truly, failure doesn't have to be a roadblock for you. It can truly show us the way to go. It can be a detour sign. It can show us where the map we made up was wrong. And it can truly show us the way to success. So back to our formula again, we have to remember we go in and we make decisions. We've got to take some action and risk failure. Failure is our way to success. So find a way, find just a little tweak in your thinking to allow yourself to fail with love and compassion. And when you witness the failure of someone else, once again, allow them to fail with love and compassion. Cheer for them, encourage them, share the learnings that you have to help them rise above their failure. And learn from their failure and become better because of their failure. The truth is like when we are failing, we are completely on the right track. We are learning how to move ourselves forward instead of staying stuck or allowing ourselves to regress backwards. So often we sometimes think failure is actually moving us backwards, but so often we need to fail forward. We need to teach ourselves how to take any lesson that a failure has to offer us, pick ourselves back up, allow ourselves to just be a human and not have to be perfect, and then get really curious about what we're going to try next and be okay if the plan B doesn't work. We might not get it right till maybe plan X, Y, or Z, and that's okay. Because the truth is, the failures will teach us and guide us to things so much better than staying in the same place will. You truly can fail your way to success. It will be fun. Have a wonderful week. For listening, my friends, if you enjoy this episode, please leave me a rating and review wherever you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more weekly episodes and coaching offers and opportunities.